The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good morning, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. I'm the editor at sonslibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us on Tuesday morning, as well as all the people in the chat room, John, Brian, Craig, Monica, and Chris, and Chris again with a different name, and also those who are joining on my Facebook page, Troy and Kirk. Glad to see you guys in with us. At least that's who I see talking and that I'm able to see. Appreciate you guys joining us this morning. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, you can watch the video portion of the radio show that I'm talking to these guys with in the chat room at sonslibertymedia.com. That's right. You can see the face that's made for radio. And just go to sonslibertymedia.com, scroll down the right, and right there's the video feed. Real quickly, let me get some formalities out of the way because I'm going to have to get to it. And my guest is not on yet. I don't know if the UK's internet or something is down right now because I've messaged several people in the UK this morning. And none of them are showing us they've seen the messages. Maybe somebody in the chat room is from the UK. You can speak to me if that's the case. But I'm not getting any response from people. So I'm kind of wondering there's some kind of an issue that's happening over there or not as to what's going on. But if he comes on, if he does show up, he told me last night he was going to be on. If he does show up, we'll bring him on. So I've already put that out. So I've got some information, even though Mark's not on right yet, but if he does, we'll put him on. Real quickly, the formalities. Check out the video feed at my Twitter account, FPPTim, FPPTim on Twitter. Facebook page is Bradley Dean SOL. Our YouTube channel is B Dean Sons of Liberty. BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can catch us there every weekday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the afternoons, 8 a.m. on Saturdays, and then 3 p.m. for 2 hours with Bradley on Saturday afternoon on BeforeIt'sNews.com. And then finally on DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty, the Sons of Liberty on DLive.tv. Thank you guys over there for your support as well. And Spreely, Gab, MeWe, Minds, and USA.life, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Media. Real quickly, before I get into this, I know everybody, most people are having a tough time. You're out of work. Of course, with the socialist stimulus, and that's what it is, folks. We can try to justify it all we want. My son says, are they going to put $1,000 in my checking account? I'm like, no, son, not yet. They're not going to do anything like that. But I know things are tough, but even with that, if you went to unemployment, which I know good, hardworking Christians who believe what the scripture says about the one who doesn't work shouldn't eat and all of this other, you don't want to go on that stuff. I get it. But if you did, guess what? They're tacking on another $600 in there on top of whatever it is they give you, 60% or something like that. Now, don't get me wrong. And you say, well, how is that socialism? I don't want to get into that a lot this morning. Just understand that as a person who owned a small business, several of them actually, the small business owner pays a tax, if you will. They can call it what they want, but a tax into the employment services that ends up is supposed to be used for that. Now, you know it's not used for that. You know they spend this stuff on the bureaucracy, and then they go borrow money to pay the those who are employed. But that's what they do. So somebody else is paying for you to get paid when you're not doing anything else. That's just the way it is. And I can tell you that. And there's probably many small business owners, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're paying that. So anyway, not to get off on that subject. Mark was to come on today, and he is... he's a jack of all trades about a lot of things. He's an engineer. He's an inventor. He's a patent writer. He's a chief technology officer, or he was, and he was a weapons system expert. And he's really caught a lot of grief. Okay, we're obviously they got internet because he's just seen my message. There is, so we'll have him on in a second. But what I want to do is I want to lead up to that. Mark is the guy. Back in 2018, he brought Britain's first 5G court case and won. The issue here, let me give you just a report of what's going on. Now, this comes from takebackyourpower.net. So I want you to, it's just a 2-minute video. Those of you listening, you'll hear the report here, and just to kind of get a flavor of what Mark has done, okay?
Can I have one of your cameras? No, just one. You've got two. That's greedy.
Wait, what did you take out of the
room? I was absolutely really, really impressed with the judge. He obviously believes in democracy, the rule of law, which I do. I stand on that. The Save Us Now party is all about the rule of law. You know, we see a number of, you were in the court there today, a number of these characters, for whatever reason, basically misled the court. And I think the judge saw that. He recognised that. I mean, most of the statements, fortunately for me, there was an honest police officer who made a true recollection of what happened when I was served an injunction at my door. Otherwise, I would have been in trouble. So, you know, that has to go for something.
And, I mean, obviously, he's imposed on board with the retirement component down for what they were seeking. And crucially, what's come out of this today is he said, can't stifle debate, we should be talking about this.
Yes.
How do you feel about that? Players now, you know, people have been laughing about what he's been saying, people have been saying this is nonsense, but he's saying we shouldn't debate it, and he's told Gateshead Council not to debate that.
I think it's correct. I should be able to debate this back with Gateshead Council. Gateshead Council should answer the second question that I put to them about these transmitters being hazardous, administering noxious substance. That current classification should be a class 1 cancer causing radiation. And not only that, you know, Gateshead Council have actually set up their own funeral directors on the increase of deaths that have happened across Gateshead. Now, they have actually told me in a statement that there's been no increase of cancer, no increase of heart attack, and no increases in stroke. That is not the case. It's demonstrably not true. Public Health England states clearly there's an increase particular to Gateshead Borough on these increases from illnesses that they were warned about.
All right, so that's Mark Steele, and Mark is trying to get in, so I'm going to quickly jump out of my account here. By the way, I think we have sorted out our sound. We're going to find out today. I'm pretty sure we have. I'm going to send him a quick message. And I'm having to type and do all this stuff at one thing. He's running just a little bit late. But what we're going to do is let him jump in, and then we'll bring him on in just a moment. Now, the issue of 5G really first came up for me when if you recall, what was it, maybe 2 months ago, we had a nurse from down in Florida, Rachel Seller, and she's called the Forensic Nurse. You can find her, Rachel Seller, RN, on YouTube. And Rachel mentioned to me, Nurse Kate, who we're having on Saturdays for health and wellness program, because part of the issue is not just getting information that this stuff like this can be dangerous for you, which it can be, but also how to, I don't know, prepare your body for the war it's fighting in the toxic world that we live in. And part of that is to educate people on eating. See, this is something kind of like economics. Within school, the public indoctrination centers we call public schools, we don't teach kids economics. So the central banks, the unconstitutional spending of the federal government, the lack of accountability financially, and the lack of understanding of what debt does to us, not only as individuals, but as civil societies and all of these other kinds of things, that kind of stuff's not taught in the public indoctrination centers. They're just not taught. So, I'm getting some problems. He's having some problems connecting here on the Zoom. And we may have to skip that. I'm not really sure what's going on there. But the problem is just like economics is not taught, the issue of nutrition and health really isn't taught. Yeah, they get PE, physical education. But when I was in junior high, I remember health classes. And I remember some of the things that I was taught by Dr. Berg when I had the gallstones issue. I told you guys about that on Saturday. I remember certain parts of that, of learning that in health class. But it wasn't practical to me. I was a young kid, right? And I'm hearing about all these different systems, the organs, and all of this stuff. And the problem is that what I had was, I had no understanding of how to apply that. So there was no practical application for me at the time. You know, what's the biggest thing that a teenager has? How to get rid of his pimples, right? Whatever the case may be. So none of these things are taught. So when we get to the issue of the 5G technology and wireless, one of the things that we're dealing with is a lot of the unknown, and that by the quote-unquote experts in a field, okay? The experts in a field. Now, again, one of the issues that are reported on last week, and Mark's saying he's having a tough time trying to get in. I don't know why. Everybody else can click that link, and it just pulls up what it's supposed to pull up. So we're just going to go with it. Last week, I had reported on what was going on in some of these countries, and that is this anti-5G sentiment produces torched telecom towers. Now, one of the things that we saw was I know there's a video that's circulating around that says, you know, it shows some protesters, and it says that they had cut a pole. And and it really wasn't from that. It was from something else. I'm going to try to turn on and just see if Mark's on. I'm not really sure if he is. But that is not from Wuhan. That's not from China. That was from somewhere else that they had brought that up. And so part of the issue that we have in that is that, he's not on yet. So part of the issue that we have there is there's disinformation that gets mixed in with the information, all right? And obviously somebody, you know, not everyone is God, so we can't know all things in all times and all places. So sometimes we may have that information and we think, oh, well, this looks legitimate. This is what the person is saying. And they may have bad information. And that does happen. I mean, it just does happen. The thing that you can stick with, as we talk about on the Sons of Liberty Radio, is you can stick with the Bible. It doesn't change. It's what it is. And you can stick with the Constitution. It is what it is until they amend something. I mean, it allows for amending. So it's not the standard that the Bible is at all. But it's something that, at least in this point in time, it says what it says. It should be easy to understand what it was meant by what was said. Regardless of the intentions of the people who put it together. But the point is this. Here are people who are responding, and this is in the Netherlands, okay, to burning down these 5G masts, all right? In doing that, there's a part of me that says, if you believe these things are a danger, I mean, it's not like you have any ability to stop their radio waves, their radio frequencies from coming to your house once they're put up, do you? You have no control over that. Now, can you bring a lawsuit against them? Yes, you can. But you got to understand something. And in this article, just so you know, this is at sonsoflibertymedia.com. This article, anti-5G sentiment produces torch telecom towers. Educate yourself on 5G. All right. When you go to that, you will see, and I'm going to show you down here near the bottom, there is a list of articles here where you can go and do your own homework. Again, I'm not telling you what to believe. I don't do that with the gospel. I preach the gospel. I believe the gospel. I call you to believe it, but I can't make you believe it. Okay? So I'm giving you information so that you can come to your own conclusions. Okay? Because here's the thing. If I can talk you into this, somebody else can talk you out of it. But if you come to the conclusion yourself and you have the conviction of what you're seeing and reading and your investigation is the truth, guess what? Ain't no devil in hell can take it away from you. Okay, so I think we've got Mark on. Well, he's telling me it's launching and it's hanging. So we're going to continue till he gets on. And I'm letting him know when he's on. That way I'll go back in there. Because sometimes for some people, whatever the Zoom product doesn't want to let them in there, even though I've opened it up. Okay, so all people usually have to do is hit a link, but we have had some hangups with some people with that. In any case, all right, so Mark is on, so we're going to move to that. Let me do this, and I'll finish up what I'm trying to say. The point being is that when you're given the information, you can then say, okay, this is what somebody says. This is the information that I have, and here is the issue with which I can take and be able to make an informed decision. And part of that is why I do what I do. I want people to look at the information themselves and come to their own conclusions. Now, with that said, Mark is on. He's able to get in. And good to see you, Mark, this morning. And one of the things, again, let me give just a brief introduction for Mark. He's an engineer. He's an inventor. He's a patent writer. He's a chief technology officer, and he's a weapons system expert. And you saw the video just a little bit ago. So I joke with Nurse Kate because she said, oh, he's got a real thick accent. So I said, well, I'm just going to tell Mark he's going to have to speak very slowly for our audience then. But it's good to have you on the Sons of Liberty, Mark.
Thanks, Tim.
We're running a little bit low. Do we have a volume issue for you? Or is your volume all the way up on your mic?
Tell you what, I'll bring it a bit closer.
Much better. Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to go dark here on the video side, and I'm going to bring this up. Tell people real quickly a little bit about yourself while I'm bringing the video portion so they can see you up on the screen. Go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My background, you know, I'm an engineer. My background is engineering, material sciences. I worked at a secret weapons facility, something I can't talk about. I was there for about 2 to 3 years. And obviously, at that facility, I learned quite a lot of things about things that most people wouldn't understand. Obviously, some of the weapon systems that are used on the battlefield and have been used on battlefield for a significant number of years. I then left there, I went to oil and gas industry, but I started inventing a number of products. I've always had a great interest in weapon systems, you know, ever since I was a child. That's all I know, but that's just the sort of person I am. So I've had a very deep interest in some of the secret weapons programs, Operation Paperclip, some of the equipment that was actually developed in the camps, in the death camps, some of the signal systems, 2.4 gigahertz that actually gave me diabetes in camp inmates. So I was really interested in all this type of, you know, electromagnetic radiation weapons. And that then led me to invent a number of different products. I'd already worked on a number of target acquiring weapon systems, torpedo, target acquiring equipment. So I knew about electromagnetic radiation and how frequencies, ultrasound, light radiation can be used to target acquire on the battlefield. I then invented a number of head-up display systems, weapon sight systems in particular, because weapon sight systems aren't required on the battlefield because of the toxicity to troops, using mechanical sights, you know, binoculars, telescopic sights, bit of a no-no now in a battle space, especially when you've got LIDAR systems, these are battlefield interrogation equipment. It's a laser radar cross. That sort of equipment, if you use the mechanical sight or a telescopic sight or a pair of binoculars, normal binoculars, then you increase the focality of the radiation and that would possibly put your eye out, damage eye significantly. And you have to get your eye, these lenses and the binoculars caught by a LIDAR system. And if you look at the way they scan the environment, it's pretty probable if, let's say, you are sitting up a hillside looking at a, you know, one of these new tanks with a LIDAR system on, that LIDAR is going to catch your binoculars and it is going to put your eye out potentially. So I knew about all the weapon systems and that was the reason for invented a number of head-up display binocular waveguides, optical waveguides, because obviously optical radiation is a hazard. And they already had significant number of problems with, you know, the infrared sights. They damaged a lot of troops' eyes in Vietnam. A lot of the weapon sight systems are pretty toxic, and I developed a safe way to deliver optical radiation to the near eye area in an invention, a binocular waveguide. So I invented that as well. I've invented lots of other things because I've got a bit of an imagination to see things and see problems that need to be rectified. So the fact that I've had an involvement in this led me to do quite a number of inventions. And I put that invention in a motorsports helmet called Review. It was a test because obviously these, you know, battlefield scenarios, you need to have very, very robust optical waveguides. Some of the optical waveguides that are currently used where they hang them on the front of the helmet, that's pretty problematic because it obviously gets in the way of your line of sight. And obviously what you don't want to do is actually interrupt your particular line of sight, because that can be pretty problematic. Because obviously your processing, your light processing systems are a lot more sophisticated than anything that's going to be man-made. I then became pretty concerned about a number of products that were starting to come to market that were basically labeled as killer tech. Google Glass, for instance, and others. There were significant numbers of these head-up display technologies that were coming to market where they were projecting optical radiation directly onto the retina. These are retinal display systems. Now, the military defense industry uses 560 nanometers. That's why the weapon sight on the Apache helicopter and all of the weapon sights are green. It's less biologically toxic because full spectrum pulse modulated from an LED screen or an OLED, pretty toxic stuff, pulse modulated light. It causes significant cellular damage, retina cell damage. So what I did, I invented this, you know, what I believe was the answer to the problem, which will have a significant problem if current head-up display systems on the battlefield. And pretty sure that anybody using them, you know, the Apache helicopter, even though it's a 550 nanometers, it causes significant neurological issues, psychological issues, mental health issues. The battlefield equipment, the sub-gigahertz radar systems, the air travels directly through the body and cause basically significant neurological issues. In fact, I'm pretty positive that a lot of the troops who are coming back from these, you know, these newer battle zones are suffering significant health issues, mental health issues, because they've actually got a brain injury. So you can't suffer brain injury from exposure to microwave radiation, especially in the sub-gigahertz range, which will cause neurological disorders, anxiety, depression. All of this is all well scientifically proven, you know, it's uncontested.
Right. Mark, let me ask you a question, because you're saying that your desire was to develop these weapon systems to get away from toxicity. Now, having Nurse Kate on, this was something that I learned over the past month and a half or whatever, and some information she's given me nutritional-wise and things about our immune system. When you're developing these things, because see, I can see people, let's say there's some young people who are listening who play video games or whatever, and they're like, wait a minute, you're talking about a weapon system that's like, I guess what you're describing is like a heads up kind of system on like a display in front of you, kind of like, I guess what they would see, the Google Glasses or something like this. And so the obvious question for somebody who, you know, they play a video game or they watch a television or something like that is, how is this making me toxic? Can you quickly explain that? Because I think this is going to lead to the 5G stuff.
Well, the gaming headsets that children are currently being allowed to be used are extremely dangerous. Obviously, you're focusing using a, you know, they've normally got a magnifying glass in like this. So you're focusing the radiation, optical radiation. Well, anybody knows that if you get one of these and focus it from the sunlight, which is very powerful, by the way,
absolutely,
a lot more power than what's coming out of your screen.
Yes.
However, natural occurring optical radiation isn't pulse modulated. So what I mean by that, pulse modulation, you get these waves where they're modulated. That's how they put the signal into them. Now, the fact that they're modulated, you get this stop-start. If I can try and explain that from a layman's perspective, if I was to put a jackhammer onto a bit of tarmac, and you just lied on a bit of tarmac, well, that's like natural occurring optical radiation, which you know is extremely powerful. But with a little bit less power, the optical radiation coming off a screen is actually pulse modulated. So it's an energy wave that actually pulses. So it's a bit like a jackhammer on a tarmac road. If you put a jackhammer there, nothing's going to happen until you pull the trigger. And when you pull that trigger, it... And that's what the optical radiation from a screen does, and especially through a magnifying glass onto your retina, that will cause significant damage. In fact, eye cancers, central nervous system cancers, because your eye is actually linked to all of your nervous system. That's pretty problematic, and I couldn't understand why, you know, like these type of, you know, these type of box things that were, you know, handed out to schools with magnifying glasses, basically just up against the screen, you know, normal, where you just put your smartphone in there, and then you've got the optical radiation focused on the retina. A lot of optical radiation is a category one. It's an IRC group one cancer causing radiation. That's how you get skin cancer. However, that's natural occurring powerful radiation from the sun. The difference with man-made radiation signals, they're pulse modulated, which makes them a lot more toxic. So you don't need the power for the toxicity because you've got this oscillation in the cell because you're bouncing it. You're getting this energy hitting it. And a pulse modulated, and it is the pulse modulation of the radiation which we know causes the cancers, causes the cellular damage, because you're shattering the cell. So your retinal cell probably operates, you know, in a plus and negative charge of 40 millivolts, I think, minus up to about 10. I'm not sure the exact numbers off the top of my head, but it's in and around there. So if I'm hitting you with 3 or 4 electron volts, or even higher than that, you can see the power density, you know, it's a significantly more powerful, thousands of times more powerful than what the cell operates at. So you're punching the cell in your eye with significant amounts of energy. So I was really interested about a lot of these killer technologies. In fact, I mean, if you look at the Oculus Rift technology, where that came from, the story about where it came from, well, what I can tell you, it was a battlefield. It was a weapons deployment. I think they called it One Eye. And NASA were trying this technology, you know, way back in the 80s, you know, these retinal cell transmitters where they were using a screen, using magnifying glasses. And obviously, I didn't see any spacemen use it for the hobbies for a reason.
Let's get to some of these things. I'm assuming what you're saying is the reason I don't need these glasses to see, but the reason I put my glasses on is they're supposed to stop what's called this blue ray effect. Is that sort of what you're talking about with some of this stuff too? That we have something to kind of, I guess, protect our eyes, kind of like a sunscreen when you go out in sun. Is that kind of the same thing?
All light. Light radiation is a hazard. You know, that's just as a matter of fact.
Okay.
The artificial light radiation is known as a hazard. And it's all about accumulation over time, put this sort of, you know, the light frequency. A lot of the LED screens and the OLED screens, unfortunately, are that's not perfectly balanced. So you have red, green, and blue LED emitters, but they do always tend to emit in the 450 nanometers. This is why they have this bluey. Now, in that particular part of the spectrum, there's a lot more energy. Obviously, the more energy you have, then, and you've got it in a pulse modulated frequency, then obviously it's more toxic. In fact, the 450 nanometers frequency is toxic to all biological life. It's used in bulk carriers. So let's say a bulk carrier, before you put the crop into the bulk carrier, you wash it with a 450 nanometer frequency. It's to kill all the insects, any pupae, fruit flies, anything that could potentially contaminate your bulk pool. And obviously, you don't want to get to the other side of the sea and find that, you know, your whatever you've put into the container's got, you know, loads of contamination.
Yeah.
So you wash it with this 450 nanometers frequency. Now, this is the same as the light emitters that they're putting in the street. So these light emitting diodes in the street furniture, nothing like your screen, by the way. These are significantly more toxic than part of the 5G deployment. 5G is a large basket of technologies. It's not just one. It includes autonomous cars, smart meters. It's basically urban radar, interrogation equipment, and weaponry. Right, so it's a massive basket.
Now, let me ask you about that, because some people think when they hear 5G, I've heard the arguments, well, you people are just after 5G because you're communist and you don't like advancement in technology and all that. And nothing could be further than the truth. I mean, you're an inventor, for goodness sake. You obviously make money from your inventions, as you should. I'm a guy who believes in actual capitalism, not crony capitalism, not fascism, not communism, which, you know, mixes a lot of that stuff together, but actual capitalism, where people, God gives them creativity, which, because they're made in the image of God, and therefore they make those things, and some of that becomes part of what their livelihood. I have no problem with that. But the issue that we're dealing with 5G, like you said, it's like, we know, for instance, that China uses a 60 gigahertz frequency for its military. We know that 5G runs from, I think it's like 3 megahertz up to 100 gigahertz. It can run in those frequencies. We have at least 26,000 scientists who have signed on to a petition saying, hey, 5G needs to be held off until it's actually tested to determine whether or not it's harmful to people. And despite what everybody else tells us, we already know that cell phones do contribute in the Wi-Fi range of those things, the radiation, if you will, do contribute to cancers. We know that because they're happening. I mean, it's almost like we've seen some of the photos of people who've had some of the stuff. It's right on the side of their head where they hold their phone. Where they're getting brain cancers and things. So when we're talking about 5G, we're talking about we're not just talking about smartphones. We're not just talking about the mass. They want to put up tens of thousands of these satellites. And for those of you who wonder how they're getting satellites actually up, do a search for Google Loon, LOON, and you'll see it is not through rocket ships and things like this. It is through helium balloons. And there's a reason for that. I'm not going to go into that in this issue or this episode. But Mark, can you tell people a little bit about what they're doing? Are they surrounding us with this stuff? And is it just so our Netflix goes faster? Is it so our web pages go faster? What's the deal?
Absolutely not. 5G is a weapon system. I'm going to knock the ball right out of the park. 5G's got nothing to do with your telecommunications or signal systems. That is just a masquerade. What 5G is, 5G is a collimated coherent signal in the air. It's how you identify. They are battlefield weapon systems. They are not, absolutely not, in all of the technical parameters. One's densification, which just means an awful lot more. You know how they're putting these transmitters up all over? Well, that's toxic to life. The radiation levels they're emitting will actually steal the air that you breathe and will gas you. This is a kill grid. 5G is a kill grid. I've been fighting against 5G since 2016, where I talked about the 60 gigahertz three-part spectrum that allowing the telecommunications industry to use. 60 gigahertz is not for telecommunications. it doesn't travel in air. It attenuates in air, and what it does, it damages the air that you breathe. So it'll break the air down, where you will suffer, you know, breathing problems. And what we're seeing, we have the 5G switch on in Wuhan, and now with 60 gigahertz, it causes symptoms very much like altitude sickness, because it steals oxygen that you breathe, and it causes pulmonary edema. We know that because obviously I know the weapon systems really well. I mean, gassing your enemy on the battlefield is pretty interesting, isn't it? I mean, if you want to attack an enemy, this is why when an aircraft goes into let's say you have a sophisticated battle with your enemy, the first thing you do, your pilots, there's a pilot helmet up there, which we developed as a head-up display system. The pilot actually has a blast screen. So he's got a weapon sight system underneath the blast screen. The blast screen's there to protect his eyes, his face, his head. He's all covered in. And what he does, he goes in with long-range, what's called ARM missiles, ARM. Anybody going to look this up? ARM stands for anti-radiation missiles. Because what you need to do is you need to take out your enemy's radiation weaponry before you deploy your troops. So the first attack in, you take your plane in. Those pilots have to be protected. Obviously, the eyes and the heads all have to be protected from the radiation. But they're long range. So I talked about a fly pass of less than, you know, just a few minutes. Fires the ARM missiles. That takes out these 5G weapon systems on the battlefield, because what you can't do is deploy your troops if you did. So that's what 5G is. So, I'm not the ball out of the park. I'm not going to mess about. I'm not going to sweet talk this. Anybody that tells me 5G's anything different, they'll come and have the conversation. They've been trying to discredit me for quite a number of years because I was telling people that 5G is a weapon system. Our local council fitted 5G transmitters on street furniture, and the LEDs are toxic. So the whole thing's part of a weapons deployment, including LEDs. It is to degrade, to destroy, to kill all biological life. It's not a scan. One of the things I hear a lot of people, especially in alternative media, talking about this social credit thing, controlling the masses, and this is why governments are doing it. Poppycock. I'm looking at the densification and the equipment and the size of the equipment, the capacity of the equipment. It only has one purpose. It's yet to murder en masse and commit mass genocide on the population. Now, people might find that absolutely unbelievable. What I'm going to say is, do your own research. Follow what I say. I get trolled all the time. And now, to be fair, I quite enjoy the trolling, because what it shows is I'm right over the target. As any weapon systems
expert, I agree.
When you're over the target, you get trolled like mad. And that's why currently the mainstream media, YouTube, Facebook, anybody talking about the corona link with 5G are immediately being deleted. They're deleting doctors. They're deleting scientists.
Yep.
Deleting all the people who are explaining the direct link. Your corona is an electrical discharge from a 5G transmitter. It's an electrical discharge as a scientific fact.
And it's happening in your body. It's not something that is the cause of the sickness. It is a response to your cells being poisoned by this, right? I mean, at least that's what Nurse Kate is telling us. It's a response of your body to these things. And I challenged a friend of mine the other night on this to look up the history of radio frequencies when they're introduced. And we know the Spanish flu is one of the clearest ones, because they actually tested healthy people with sick people, breathing on them, putting, you know, certain body fluids in the healthy person, and not one of them got sick from it. So there's obvious, and my kids will ask me, well, Dad, how do some people get it and some people don't? And I explain it to them like a seasonal cycle. Our bodies go through a thing where they're cleaning each other out, or they're cleaning our bodies out. And so they produce what the narrative is viruses, when what somebody like Dr. Andrew Kaufman said was a exosome to come out. And Nurse Kate says it's like a soap. It works to clean out the cells, or clean out around the cells and clean our bodies. And this happens seasonally. This is why we have a flu season. And it depends on the person's immune system. But you're saying, okay, this is to cause mass genocide. Now, again, you're right. People will be in shock. We can't believe that. Our government, Donald Trump just seems so American. Or Boris Johnson seems so united with the United Kingdom. Or whoever their representative is. They aren't leaders, they're representatives. They work at behest of the people. They seem so nice. But could we not say the same thing about a Hitler, that he loved his, that he genuinely presented that he loved his country, he wanted the best for his country, and yet what did he do? He was a mass murderer.
Obviously Donald Trump. I've followed Donald Trump for quite a long time now, and you know some of the words that come out of his mouth doesn't actually fit what he's doing behind the scenes. But what I'm going to tell everybody in America, Donald Trump's actually pulled all of the funding for 5G. Now 5G is a weapon system. So there's no real value for the telecommunications.
Absolutely.
They are fitness, but they are in billions and billions of debt. And obviously what's happening in the United Kingdom now, unfortunately, because the government, I mean, I had a reporter from the New York Times contact me the other day about obviously some of the information that we're putting out. And they want to try and write a discrediting argument about what I'm saying and the link between the corona and this 5G, which I can prove pretty much. I'm pretty positive about what's causing it. The issues of the, you know, the issues that people are suffering are most certainly microwave radiation poisoning and not a virus. We know that, you know, that's just poppycock once again. And they keep trotting out these so-called scientists. To be honest, I don't have a clue. But I must admit, I have watched the President of the United States, and I have got to be honest. Everything he's doing to, I believe he is, you know, this problem he has is massive. Because you've got these criminals embedded right the way across the whole of the, you know, the establishment, the authorities, right across the whole place, you've got these criminals embedded. And consequently, he's got a pretty tough task on his hand. But I'm watching what he's doing behind the scenes, and what I see, hopefully, praying, and I do pray that it's correct, that he is doing God's work and, you know, the Creator's task, and is trying to bring these satanic evil monsters to book. I just wish it was happening a little bit more quickly, because I think we would get a lot more support here if we saw a lot more things happening in the US, and there are a lot of things happening behind the scenes in the US. So I'm positive. You know, one of the things with the role of the deployment of 5G, we cannot feel. We feel you die. There's no two ways about it. This equipment, the capacity of this equipment, it is only here for one purpose. It's here to kill. We are making up the whole corona scam. It's a scam. I mean, think about it. They've just shut down the whole global economy. This is economic terrorism. 5G is economic terrorism. 5G will kill your population. It will attack and degrade your infrastructure. They switched 5G on in South Korea at the beginning of 2019. I think it was about April 2019, and set fire to five cities because the energy output was so great. It was actually tracking back on the earth, going back to the transformer boxes and buildings and setting them on fire. So I had five cities on fire in South Korea. They've now worked out that they can't put that sort of power density into an environment without causing this problem. That then breaks out the energy for the weapon. It's a problem for them. So what the plan is, to give people a vaccine that's got aluminium nanoparticulates in it, they travel across the blood-brain barrier. And as we saw in China, the poor Chinese are dead. They had the vaccine that was given to them. In fact, I'm pretty sure that all of the victims on the ships, these ships that have 5G, where we had people developing this sickness and quite a few dying. Those people that have died and developed the sickness, I can guarantee you, they'll have had a compromised immune system by actually having this flu vaccine. Because the radiation, if you've got nanoparticulates, whether they be tungsten, mercury, aluminium, any metallized nanoparticulates, and especially if they get across the blood-brain barrier, then you're going to be in serious trouble, exposed to microwave radiation. And this is the plan. This is the Bill Gates plan to vaccinate, leave nobody behind, kill them all. That's what he's saying. Kill them all, inject them with toxic, contaminated vaccines that when mixed with microwave radiation will spell your death sentence. And not only that, you will have tacitly agreed, by not resisting it, you will have tacitly agreed to die. And unfortunately, in the universal forces law, if you're classed as a cretin, then unfortunately, these satanic worshipping evil people, they do not see any sanction in that. But if you've turned away from the knowledge that you should have, that you are given by God, then, well, you know, what can we say? It's not as if the evidence isn't there. I've been telling people for long enough now for them to wake up, and we are starting to see people wake up en masse. We've had quite a number of masks being burnt down in the UK. And this character from New York Times contacted me and said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, the government are terrorizing the population with this narrative, with this, you know, virus. Let's see if the virus was true. Let's just take our scientific brain out and pretend like some of these doctors do and these medical community believe it to be true. Let's just remove our brain cells, our brain for a moment, and pretend it's true. Why would your government be deploying an immune system suppressor during the lockdown at pace and in haste as quickly as it possibly can, terrorizing the population with an economic terrorist attack and just sack everybody and put them on basically out of work while they deploy this weapon system on top of them that's definitely immune system suppressor if they were concerned about people catching a virus? The whole thing's a scam. It's an absolute outrage, and I believe that outrage happened because when they tested the kill in South Korea, the burning out of the infrastructure, the electrical infrastructure in particular, they had realized that they couldn't use it at what's called an EMP, the electromagnetic pulse weapon, because the smart meters, people had already rejected in Europe smart meters. In the United Kingdom, I think they had 30 million fitted. Very powerful piece of equipment, can attack all the appliances in your home and basically set up a vibration, an energy vibration, and basically gas off in your building. A lot of the aluminium cladding, the gap between the aluminium plates and the EPS liner, the 868 in particular, it gets inside the aluminium plates, and the aluminium plates act as what's called a dielectric. So the radiation from the microwave radiation actually builds up inside the between the two plates. Well, that's expanded polystyrene, so obviously it gases off. And if anybody wants to have a watch of the Grenfell Tower burning, basically that was just a smart meter fire, and that's what you would see in cityscapes right across the country. So they had a problem with Grenfell Tower, they've had a problem with the test in South Korea. So it's a big problem. So the next plan is to get everybody vaccinated, and then with these contaminated vaccines, and then I can kill you with a lot less power. So that's what the vaccine plan is. They're trying to murder en masse, like Bill Gates said, nobody to be left behind. The World Health Organization are involved in that kill. But these criminals, these satanic criminal enterprises, just want to kill everybody.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Mark. One of the things that you're talking about, we mentioned when you were trying to get on, we mentioned the burning down of mass that was happening in the Netherlands, and it was going on in other places too. You're talking about the UK. I didn't get any word from that, but I trust what you're saying there, because here's the thing. I'm not going to go on record as saying I support the people, but if this is happening to you and your children, I ask you, what do you do? What do you do if your government is authorizing, they're in bed, it's basically a fascist sort of kind of, you know, workout. They're in bed with telecommunications companies. Now, some people say, well, what did telecommunications companies have from killing off their people? Well, if you have a mindset like what Bill Gates has, like what George Soros has, like what David Rockefeller has, or any of these guys in this sort of fraternity, that the best thing to happen for the human population is for it to be depopularized. And we can go to the Georgia Guidestones. This is not somewhere done in a secret room, you know, with people smoking cigars and drinking whiskey. This is an issue that's right out in the open that people can see for themselves. They can read it at the Georgia Guidestones. This is elaborated right there. It's a monument that's been put up to say keep the population at a certain level. Well, how are you going to do that unless you're offing the population? And that by their ignorance. So that's why I wanted to have you on, Mark. We didn't get to have you on a couple of weeks ago. But we've really kind of built that up. We've had a nurse and a nutritionist for years who said the same thing you've said. We've had an MIT graduate doctor here in the U.S. who has said what you've said. We've got a candidate for Senate, Dr. Shiva, who said what you've said. And the issue is, even me as a layperson, I haven't been through all the medical things. I haven't invented anything. I haven't, you know, had any of this technology, but I've learned from those who have. And I'm convinced this COVID-19 coronavirus nonsense is just that. It is a nonsense. It is manufactured. This is why they have to pad the numbers of people who died from it. This is why they have to build it up, this elaborate scheme. They're stealing your money, Americans and people in the UK, to finance the scheme. We got about 4 minutes, and here's what I want to pitch to you. This is one of the last things, because this is something I heard, and I just want your opinion on it. I did. I posted a video in an article titled "Exposed 2012 Olympics Opening Ceremony Predictive Programming for COVID-19." I'm sure you're familiar with that by now. And one of the things that keeps coming up over and over in that video is this picture of Queen Elizabeth with this tower, and it says 5G mast. I've been told that the crown has some kind of vested interest, they own it or whatever, of this new fifth generation technology. Is that true or not? Or can you speak to that?
No. The Crown Castle is a major mast. It is actually owned by the Crown. So the mast's installation are owned by the Crown. The coronavirus, the actual coronavirus, is a patent that's just been granted. You've got to remember, a patent is only granted on something that's man-made. So the coronavirus patent was first patented in 2015. Obviously, it takes quite a few years for it to go through its different stages, but it was fully patented in 2019 in November. So you've got the kill virus belongs to the Crown, and you've got the Crown Castle business, which also belongs to the Crown, which hands the transmitters, the 5G transmitters, which belong to telecommunications companies, which are basically bankrupt. Fitness technology that has no purpose at all but to kill. And, you know, people will say, well, why would the telecommunications organizations want to kill everybody? Well, they probably just don't know. But in any weapon systems deployment, I've been involved in a few, they are compartmentalized for a reason. It's why nobody knows that the smarming is a part of a weapon. It's why the people that are fitting them don't know their weapons. Don't know that the street furniture is part of a weapon kill grid. It's called spectrum dominance. So it's the spectrum dominance, the electromagnetic radiation spectrum deployed on the streets right across the world. This isn't just the US, it is the world that they're planning to kill. Now, the Georgia Guidestones say they want to kill 6 billion. I do not believe that for one moment, and I'll tell you why. If I kill enough of the technologists in nuclear power stations who keep these power stations running cool and in good order, those reactors will heat up, they will hit the water table. That ionizing radiation hits the water table. It, the type of stellar temperatures, it pops out in the atmosphere. And believe us, those I think are going to go down into a hole and then come back when all the things sorted out. You'll never come out of that hole in the ground.
I agree.
You will stay in that hole forever. And they will not survive in that hole forever, obviously. But you see, this is the... So I know that what's really going on is a total kill of the creator's work. That's what the plan is. That's what we're up against. And that's why everybody, it is incumbent on every single person to fight this with every breath they have left.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to steal your breath. They've already stole your job. They now want to steal your freedom.
I agree.
The last thing, they want to steal your life.
I agree. And you know what, Mark, you would be a good guy to render the William Wallace thing. You're not quite the Scottish guy, but you could do that. Hang on for just a second after the show. I want to talk with you. Guys, pray for Victor and his wife. They're sick. They haven't been feeling well. It's not coronavirus. It's not COVID-19. But pray for them. That's why they weren't here today. Mark, appreciate your time today. 23 Hours. We'll see you right into the core Wednesday. Adios.